So now I've been joined by Denis Sokolov, who's Head of Research at Cushman & Wakefield. Thank you very much for talking to me today. What would you say are the headline figures or the headline bits of research that you've come across, both in the offices and the retail sectors in Moscow?
So, to my understanding, the most important thing that happened actually this year, that became obvious this year, is that we in Moscow, especially in office market, we moved from the model of, from emerging market model to the mature market model. So even a couple of years before, what was happening, new office buildings were delivered to the market, and corporations, they were signing first time leases, professional leases in their Moscow life. Let's put it this way. What is happening now is that everyone, all companies, all corporations, international corporations, big Russian corporations, they already have their office space of decent quality. So now, even though there is a pretty significant turnover, there are a lot, about 2 million square meters each year being leased on this market, vacancy rate remains stable. So basically, a company, when it rents new office, it frees up the same amount of square meters in the same class. So not all developers, not everyone actually realize that what is happening in Russia, because it is really a significant change in the mindset of people, in the mindset of players. So now the market shows high turnover figures, but it remains stable, rental rates are stable, and even though with a higher demand, outlook is pretty stable. Our current rents are, I would say, at pretty sustainable level for A-class offices. It's around $800 per square meter, and the rental rates are nominated in dollars on this market, although paid in rubles, but that's a tradition. In retail, the situation is a little bit different. What is happening now? We do not see so many new retailers coming to the market. So now, there is a number of new schemes, new shopping malls delivered to the market, but the offer, the proposition, the number of and the variety of retailers remain limited. So that's kind of currently there is a good time for the fine tuning of their business model. Kind of retailers, they select the most appropriate locations for their stores. And on the back of the of this retail development, we see a very strong movement on the warehouse sector, because warehouse sector in Russia and especially in Moscow region is driven by retailers. And warehouses, about 40% of the demand for quality warehouses are coming from retailers and distributors. So we are going to see, I think next year, we're going to see pretty significant increase in the construction of new warehouses in Moscow region, just to support the development of the modern retail. So that's the basic figures. We didn't see any hot topics, any significant changes in figures this year, and we do not expect again significant changes. I think that's pretty unique time for our market, when it is pretty much balanced. There is no overheating, there is no threat of oversupply, something like that. But also, what I would like to emphasize, that real estate cycles, famous real estate cycles in Russia, are pretty much different from what you may see in Western Europe. While in Western Europe, some analysts say that real estate cycles are from 15 to 25 years, we have a theory in Russia that, of course, the market is very young, but I think our cycles will be from 3 to 5 years. That's because basically all companies, they have their plans, financing plans, business plans, no longer than for 3-5 years. And also financing terms offered by banks, bank finance is also 3 to 5 years. So that actually supports this this theory, and I think we will next year will be a little bit on the growing side of cycle, and I think we'll start slow down maybe in 2014.
Okay, thank you very much. And one more question: what do you think all of this means for potential interest from the UK?
Basically, it means it depends. It depends on the side of the agent. Let's say, because when, if we're talking about developer, what is good for a potential new developer on this market? Currently, market slowed down significantly, and we have pretty good visibility on the projects, on the competition, on the coming competition. So we understand what is going to appear on this market next year, and actually in three coming years. So that means that a newcomer to this market can pretty clearly plan its operations. That's one good thing. Other good thing, of course, I don't think Moscow will within, let's say, 3 to 5 years, will be offering such high returns as Moscow used to offer 5-6 years ago, when some developers managed to pay back their projects within 2 years instead of 10 years, for example. Wow. So I think these times are gone. But again, risks, I would say that current risks are significantly lower, and the potential profitability, of course, the upside is also lower. So that's that. So it's more kind of a right time for conservative developers. If we are talking about retailers, operators, tenants, about tenant side, I think it's currently it's the right time to look again, because we, while I said that we are not expecting any significant changes in the market next year, it's important to understand that Moscow is, and the Russian market, Russian economy, is a high inflation environment. And everything is getting more expensive. And even there is such thing as inflation of the rental rates, although they are denominated in dollars. So when we're talking about stable rents, it means for our market, for our environment, it means plus 5-3%. So basically, that is why there will be some moderate growth next year. And again, due to predictability of this market, I think it's the right time to test business models. So maybe not for all of retailers' business models will work, especially for those who work with let's say cheaper products, lower profile retailers. But higher profile retailers with higher margins, I think there is a window of opportunities for them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.